Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with all the vaccine updates first. Well, Moderna and Pfizer have released their study protocol, making public details on how their COVID-19 vaccine will be evaluated. The two drug companies have abandoned their traditional secrecy and released comprehensive roadmaps of COVID-19 vaccine evaluation due to public pressure. That's what a New York Times report has said. According to the report, both companies have revealed details including the process of selecting the participants for the trials of the vaccine and monitoring them. Moving on, if Moderna Inc.'s COVID-19 vaccine proves to be at least 70% effective, the company plans to seek emergency authorization of its use in high-risk groups. That's what the company's chief executive has told Reuters. Moderna's vaccine candidate, mRNA-1273, is nearing the finish line. In its push to enroll 30,000 individuals in a late-stage trial of the novel coronavirus vaccine. But the company may be able to declare victory earlier if it is able to show that people who got the vaccine fared much better in its trial than people who did not. Moving on, the European Union has now agreed to buy a potential COVID-19 vaccine from Sanofi and GSK in its second such deal to secure supplies, as a deadline for joining the World Health Organization's vaccine purchase program looms. The deal will see the French and the British drug makers, which have teamed up to manufacture a recombinant protein-based vaccine they hope to get approved next year. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. India's COVID-19 tally has raced past the 52 lakh mark with 96,424 people testing positive in last 24 hours, while the number of people who have recuperated from the disease has actually risen to 41,12,551 as on Friday. The total coronavirus cases have actually mounted to 52,14,677 as per the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry, while the death toll has climbed to 84,372, with the virus claiming 1,174 lives in the span of just the last 24 hours. The COVID-19 case fatality rate due to COVID-19 infection has further dropped to 1.62%. Moving on, about 5.9 million white-collar professional jobs were lost during the period between May and August, according to the Center for Monitoring Indian Economy. Professionally qualified white-collar workers witnessed a steep fall in jobs to 12.2 million during May to August, as against 18.1 million during the January to April quarter. These include engineers, physicians, teachers, accountants, and analysts who are professionally qualified and employed in some private or government organizations. The Indian Medical Association on September 16 published a list of 382 doctors who died due to COVID-19 and demanded that they be treated as martyrs. Now, this came as the IMA took exception to the Union Health Minister Harshvardhan not mentioning the death of health workers due to the infectious disease in his statement in the parliament. The Delhi government has announced today that all the schools will remain closed until October 5. However, online teaching and learning activities will continue as usual. The center on Friday sent a high-level team to Jammu to assist in containment, surveillance and testing amid a sharp rise in the new cases. Meanwhile, European countries including France and Spain are gearing up for new restrictions after the World Health Organization has warned of alarming rates of transmission. Dr. Sanjay Rai, who is the head of Community Medicine Department at AIIMS Delhi, has said that there is a possibility of normalcy returning to India by mid-next year, with or without a vaccine. Speaking to the news agency ANI, the public health expert has said, by mid-next year, there is possibility of normalcy even if the vaccine does not come. Till the time there is no effective vaccine available, COVID-19 preventive measures like wearing masks and hand hygiene, etc. should be followed. Phase 2 clinical trials for COVID-19 vaccine is underway in India with a good sample size of more than 600 motivated volunteers. Any vaccine will come by mid-next year, anywhere in the world, if everything goes as planned. And that's what Dr. Sanjay Rai has informed the media. Commenting on the sero survey reports, which suggest that 6.4 million adults in India have had the virus, Dr. Rai has said that the sero survey only shows the direction of infection, while testing shows the actual number of infections. Noting that many people asked him what he wants on his birthday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has today said that he would want COVID-19 guidelines like wearing masks and maintaining social distancing to be followed, and that everyone should work to make our planet healthy. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. A heavily criticized recommendation from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention last month about who should be tested for the COVID-19 disease was not written by CDC scientists and was posted to the agency's website despite their serious objections, according to several people familiar with the matter as well as the internal documents obtained by the New York Times. The guidance said that it was not necessary to test people without symptoms of COVID-19 even if they had been exposed to the virus. It came at a time when public health experts were pushing for more testing rather than less, and administration officials have actually told The Times that the document was a CDC product and has been revised with input from agency's director, Dr. Robert Redfield. Brazil and several other Latin American countries have now informed WHO that they need more time to sign up for the global COVID-19 vaccine allocation plan known as COVAX as of Thursday. Countries have until midnight on Friday, that's today, to formalize legally binding commitments to COVAX, which is a mechanism for pool procurement and equitable distribution of eventual vaccines. Moving on, New Zealand has now reported no new confirmed cases of the COVID-19 for the first time in more than 5 weeks, as hopes rise that an outbreak discovered in Auckland last month has been stamped out. Now, Friday's report also marked the fourth consecutive day without any cases of community transmission. All recent cases have been found among the quarantine travellers returning from abroad. Authorities have also still not pinpointed the origin of the August outbreak, which they believe was imported. At least dozens COVID-19 clusters have actually now emerged since the French classrooms opened this month. The clutches of classes are a warning sign for countries elsewhere in Europe, where most universities are readying to resume teaching and research in the coming weeks. A second national lockdown could be possible if Brits do not obey the new rule of six. That's what Prime Minister Boris Johnson has hinted this afternoon. Boris Johnson refused to rule out another lockdown but said the government would do everything possible to prevent national restrictions forcing businesses to close again. He has previously said that another national shutdown would be the nuclear option, and ministers are determined to do everything possible to keep rules local. Moving on, Chinese hackers have now stolen information from Spanish laboratories working on a vaccine for COVID-19. El Paris newspaper has reported today. The report emerged as drug companies around the world race to produce an effective jab to counter a virus that has now killed over 9.4 lakh people across the world and infected 30 million. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in. But do not forget to also tune in to our other Friday podcast, the Market Podcast, and the Corporate Buzz Podcast that gives us weekly wrap-up on markets and corporate news.